Okay, good. Okay, so this is Sue Painter, and this is the first March meeting for the CEO Circle community, which is our acknowledgement accountability ask. And as you know, we're a small enough group that pretty much anything is on the table. So we're saying hi to Nadine, who is asleep in Australia, but who has lately been up to great things and completed a weekend retreat that went well for her target group of veterinarians with health, stress and health, mental health management, I guess I would say. And I guess we're missing Patrice, who probably still doesn't have internet connected. I don't know, Elaine, have you talked to her at all?
Yeah, I've talked to her. It's just like iffy. Sometimes she has to leave the property to, and go into town for internet. And, you know, sometimes, yeah, it's
Yeah, it's
iffy.
iffy. Well, we miss you, Patrice. We hope that you will be able to come back in the near future. And then Claire might show up here in a little bit. So that completes it. So at any rate, you can go ahead and start in on your what you want to acknowledge and what you have done this past month that you wanted to be accountable for. And then if you have an ask of the group or anything else, the table is always open here. So let's see. I'll pick on you first, Sandy, because you were the last one in, so we'll let you talk first.
Punished. No, let's see. Acknowledgement, and I posted about this in the Facebook group. I'm just really excited that I've booked my team full time for several months now. So they are thrilled and they're off doing their stuff. And the best part is I'm not involved. So they're just doing their thing, which is really great. Accountability and an ask that I have. I want to run a group program, and it's been on my list since late January, and I just can't seem to kick myself in the butt to do it. So my latest dates, and just looking at the calendar, is start talking about it, promoting it next week. With a start date of April 1st or early April and run it. And I think my big glitch or my big hang up with it is I can't decide if I want to go 4 or 6 weeks.
What's the topic that might make a difference?
It's around membership programs and subscriptions and basically setting them up in your business. So I've got I can do a 4 week, I can do 6 week. I've got enough content to do a year.
Sure, yeah.
So I'm looking at which makes the most sense in terms of what people are willing to, the time that people are willing to invest these days.
My gut is 4 weeks right now. I think people are looking at shorter programs because they're starting to come out of their holes a little bit, from the pandemic, and people are just kind of wanting their freedom. I talked to someone the other day about the CEO circle, and they were like, "Oh my God, well, 2 meetings a month." I'm like thinking to myself, "That's 2 hours out of your entire month." I think she's kind of stuck right now on being able to get her self out of the house a little bit more, and I understand that. I mean, I do feel that too. People have to come when they're ready. But I don't know, we'll take the poll. What do you think, Christy and Elaine? I'm kind of thinking 4 weeks.
Think 4 weeks.
Time. Sorry,
Yeah.
go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think 4 weeks because for me, I'm at the place too where if I'm going to start something, it's like now that I've decided I want to start it, I want to jumpstart it. Like I want to get it. I want to start digging in. I don't want to wait till the 6th week or whatever. I mean, I know it sounds like a small difference between 4 and 6 weeks, but I think it makes a big difference psychologically. And then maybe you could always extend it and say, if you want to continue or dig deeper as I help you, whatever, or you could offer it like a part two, maybe, or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought about that too when I was talking to you, Sandy, that you could offer. Well, if there's anyone who wants to keep going, if we get at least a group of X, then we can go another 2 weeks. Elaine, what do you think?
I think a little bit differently. I think on one hand, it doesn't matter that much, four or six, because if I am looking for this solution and I know I want it, I'm not going to say no because it's 6 weeks instead of four if I'm looking for this information and this guidance. So I would then go back to what needs to be included. What are you delivering? What's the payoff? And is that going to take you 4 or 6 weeks? I mean, if you can get them where you want them to be in 4 weeks, maybe. But then I also would look at the intensity of that. Like Sue was just saying, like if you can cram it into 4 weeks, but it's going to be freaking intensive,
right?
Maybe 6 weeks is better, because maybe I don't want to give you 10 hours a week for 4 weeks to get my thing. You know what I mean? So I would maybe put both of those on the page and see how that works out.
Yeah, those are good points. I mean, the other thought that crosses my head is, you know, I'm almost the kind of person, I'd rather take a day and get it all in a fire hose and then spend some time implementing, because it's really, I hate boxing in my calendar for six weeks at a particular time, because I never know what's going to come up. And then I end up sometimes not going to the last class or two, and I feel like I didn't really get the benefit, which is nobody's fault but mine. But that's just kind of the way people's psyches work. So I think Elaine makes a good point in that somewhat it depends on your target market. If these are people who are, maybe they've tried membership groups before and they really, really want to make it work, or they're just skimming, they're kind of trying to decide if they're interested in doing, like, is membership a program something I'm even interested to do, like a little bit, it's who do you want in the class, kind of like more experienced people who really want to make it go, or people who are just saying, do I want a membership group or do I not want a membership group?
Or there's also people that have membership groups already that don't have enough people in there.
Right.
That could be a really good at one day intensive, like you want to supercharge your membership group, or, you know, you've been struggling to get more than 5 or 10 people in your membership. Here's like a one day intensive kind of thing.
Yeah. That could be. Yeah. Or even a half day. I mean, just hit it. Yeah. I kind of like that idea too, but I think it depends on who you know, who's on your list, or you know, who you have an idea to market this to, I guess I would say. So if I say that to you, like what comes to your mind, like what level of people are you thinking of, really?
I'm thinking of people that have memberships, more experienced, and either they don't have enough members where it's profitable, where it makes sense, and or they've got members, but their churn is so high that they're constantly, you know, kind of on that hamster wheel of keep getting new members in to make up for the members that keep going out.
Right.
So it's more those that have the membership group, that have experience, but it's not where they want it to be, for either the not enough members or members keep churning.
Yeah. So it's people who are already familiar with it and have stuck their toe in the water, maybe for a long period of time, or maybe for not very long. Okay. Have you ever done like the whole Stu McLaren tribe thing about memberships?
I haven't.
Yeah, I haven't either. And I have mixed feelings about it, really. There is some good free information that he floats around sometimes whenever he's starting his group, but it's such a big deal. And it's, I think, pretty pricey for what it offers. So, but I know people who have been in that program for years and years and years, and they love it, and they re-sign up every single solitary year, and they can't say good enough things about it. I think it's just a mindset thing. I think it's just kind of, you know, he teaches a particular model. He really is a fan of opening the membership and closing it, and only opening it once a year, or maybe at the most, I think he might say twice a year. But, you know, it's a specific model. And in some ways, it's a good model and it makes sense. Anyway, I was just throwing it out there because somebody else was talking to me about whether they should do his program or not the other day. And I was kind of like, you know, it can be good, but it really is a financial commitment. And if you're not going to implement it, it's not going to be worth the money, because it's pretty tall dollars. And it's pretty tall dollars to stay in it year after year as well.
Oh, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
I have one client who, she's a new client who was in his program, and she said she got some good stuff out of it. And then when she started working with me, and we were focused on her membership program, we took it from 150 members to 657 members.
That's great.
And
it's huge.
It's huge. And we did that in under a year. And the big difference was she had a churn of around 43%, and it's now dropped to about 12%.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. Yeah.
A lot of membership programs do have a pretty high churn rate. I mean, that's the, you know, you have to think about that for sure when you structure things. So, okay. Well, does that answer your question?
It gives me more to think about, because I hadn't really thought about doing kind of a one day like intensive workshop.
Uh-huh.
And for this group, for the people I'm thinking of, I think that might make sense for them more than showing up week after week.
Yeah.
But I have an idea / question too on that note. So can you do the one day workshop, which, you know, I'm assuming would be like a decent ticket amount. But then can you also offer an upsell, an ongoing thing? It might be that you have it already and it's your membership, or it's something else, you know?
I was going to offer an upsell, regardless of which way I go, offer an upsell for private work. But if I do the one day intensive, I think I'll offer an upsell for an accountability group. You know,
I like that idea.
A little bit of private work with me and then an accountability group to make sure you stay on target.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that idea. Sandy is going to be the new Stu McLaren. Sandy is going to be... I just love how you're focusing in on this membership group stuff. And I'm like, oh, what keywords is she using? And then also, is it kind of causing you issue because you have this new website that you've been working so hard on? And now are you wanting to change some of the material in it? Because this is where you're really going to focus.
Not too much, actually, okay, because good. The way the site was written, it was generic enough, which is obviously good and bad,
yeah,
but it's very easy for me to go in and tweak stuff. And I'm shifting my writing that way. So one of the things that I'm putting out next week to my list is asking them, okay, do you want, you know, basically, where do you see yourself? Are you interested in memberships? Are you interested in this? And the two groups, one will be for people interested that I think are going to be a good fit for the membership program, which is the kind of under six figures group. And then the other group is those that are typically in the 200 plus from a revenue perspective, because they have some form of leveraged revenue stream, you know, typically a membership or a subscription mm-hmm. program. And as they self-select which one or both they want of that, then I'll be tweaking my writing and segment the list based on that.
Makes sense. Are you happy with this new kind of clarity about your direction? Is it feeling like it's settling into you?
It is, with an added little tweak that I need to add. It's not exclusively membership and subscription. The focus is really on membership, subscription, retention. So it's creating the program, excuse me, because churn is so high in most memberships, my focus is on, you know, yes, you get them into the membership, and then how do you make them want to stay? You know, so how do you focus on that retention piece? Because that's really where the leverage is.
Right. Agree. Yeah.
So I'm tweaking my language a little bit more to incorporate retention.
Do you mind if I ask, you have a current membership program now, right? Like, you've been talking about that.
Two of them. Two of,
mm-hmm. Okay. And what's the price point range? Are they different for those two?
They are, and they're very low priced.
Okay.
The first one is $29 and the second one is $49.
am wondering if that has to do with a lot with membership retention too. Maybe not. I don't know. But I like that. I like the idea of everything you're talking about doing an intensive, but you clearly are the queen of retention. Like everything I've heard you say, your rates are so high. Why would you not want to tell people about that and have them want to be a part of it?
Well, I think the big reason I think for the retention for the first one, the lower end program, price point is just such an easy price point. And for both programs, they get a print newsletter every month. And I've had people say, and they've gotten that print newsletter since February 2010, every month. And I've had people who have never showed up to a single call, never signed up for the Facebook group, nothing. And they say they stay just for that print newsletter.
That blows my mind. Being in the digital age, like I'm so shocked at that.
Well, that's why it's so different, because everything is digital.
Yeah.
And this comes to their mailbox in, oh, I don't have one. Oh, I do have one. My envelope, you know, it's me. Mm-hmm. And then on the back, I have testimonials from the old Dan Kennedy model from his membership program, where he used to always have testimonials on the back. And yeah, those testimonials brought me other clients.
Is that cost effective for a low price point group that you're take the cost of doing the newsletter and mailing it and the time?
It costs me under a dollar to all in to mail it. I got the envelopes super inexpensively on a Vista print sale. The stamps are 55 cents, or they're 55 cents now, but I bought a whole bunch of them when they were 37 cents. Mm-hmm. So yes, I can still do it profitably.
Wow.
Christy,
it costs me three memberships. The expense is equal to three monthly memberships for the print newsletter.
Okay.
I was in Terry Dean's membership group about a year and a half ago for a year. And as you can see, I have all his, he sent out this very plain, not very graphically interesting, but it's long. Like this one is 19 pages. And all of them are this thick. I mean, it's like a little mini ebook with all kinds of information. A lot of it about membership and some of it just about internet marketing and some of it about affiliate marketing, because that's Terry Dean's deal. He's been doing all of that, you know, for many, many years. And I'll tell you, you see that I kept those, and I don't really keep much paper around here, but they're really good reference if I want to go back and look at what his business model is for a particular part of his business. And that's sort of what he shared. Like every month he would share, you know, here's how I set up to do joint ventures. Here's how I set up to do my membership program. Here's how, and he would kind of take a different tack. I thought after a year of it, he would start repeating. He sort of did, but not really. There was new information in there, but I felt like I'd had enough of the fire hose. And so after a year, I dropped out. Now his was $49 a month. And, but there's a lot of good information in those newsletters that one can easily model, because he kind of lays it out step by step. I've really thought about doing that kind of a mailing out something, just because, as Sandy said, it's different.
My copywriters do that too for their membership. I think their membership is maybe $79 a month. It's mm-hmm. very, very solid program, and they do that too. There's a mail newsletter.
Yeah, the whole membership thing, it's interesting to me to watch. And I know a lot of people here, Elaine, I don't know if you're thinking about a membership program at all, but I know Christy is. You know, Ryan Lee used to push membership stuff, although it was mostly in health and wellness. Mm-hmm. And then there's Stu McLaren, and then Terry Dean has a membership that's been ongoing for years. And there's a couple of other people who have talked about memberships. And there's all kinds of different models. And there's all kinds of different beliefs. Like Ryan Lee will tell you, if you don't have a $97 price point, you're going to fail in the long term, because with churn, you're just not making enough money, constantly finding new people. That's his belief. I can't remember where Stu McLaren t- puts his price point thing, but I think he tells people, I know three people who have membership programs after going through his program, and I think the cheapest one is $127 a month, I think, but I can't remember for sure. So some of them want you to go high. Some of them say, make it $29, $39, $49, anything below $75 or $80, because it's a no-brainer to people. And then some other people say, well, if it's only $29 a month, I'll never show up. So I don't know. It's all over the place. I think you kind of have to do what makes sense for your business.
Absolutely. And I'll be closing mine for the first time ever in mid-April, and then reopen it in the fall again. And when I reopen it, it'll be at a higher price point. But everybody in it, of course, will be grandfathered.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. Anything else from you, Miss Sandy?
No, I'm good. Thank you very much, ladies.
You're welcome. Let's see. How about you, Elaine? You were second in. I'll pick on Christy last. Okay. I usually pick on Christy first because she's always, I always see her smiling face first usually. So Elaine, what's going on in the big world of new relationships and thinking about where your life is going from here?
That's all good. And I'm still not totally thinking about where life is going from here. But I think I'm 99.9% doing a virtual event for a client, not my own. My copywriters, who I've worked with for the last 3 years, finally threw in the towel and decided they have to do virtual. And it's very last minute. I gave them a proposal quite a while ago. I brought in another event planner I know who's done a ton of virtual events. And we should know today. I'm sure we're going to get it. And it's in a month, so it's really quick.
Wow,
it's
kind of busy. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of odd because initially, the proposal had a lot on the planning side, and then I was like contracting her to be tech producer, and between now and then they've done all the planning stuff. And so I joked with her, I said like, well, instead of you working for me, it's kind of like me working for you, because there's not very much left for me to do. So it's not, you know, the same dollars that it would have been.
Yeah.
But they are like my favorite client. And I really don't think I even want to be doing events going forward, but I wasn't ready to just like say here, take them, you know? So that's what's happening. And then somebody else just in a little group I'm in, I may help her with like a sales page or some copy, and that just happened this week too. And that's, I think as Patrice joked with me, I'm getting more clear, I think, on what I don't want, but not clear on what I do want.
Yeah. I think that's a process that we all go through. And in fact, I read a great neuroscience piece the other day about most people can tell you what they don't want, but very few people can tell you what they really do want. And it requires, I mean, sometimes it's because of life changes, like what you've had, because you've had not only your industry kind of go down the tubes, but then you've also had a big life, personal life change. So that's two big things right there. But sometimes it's because people have never really thought about it. You're really not in that category. That's not you at all. But it is harder, I think, to say, is this what we want? It's also harder when we are entrepreneurial and we're interested in a lot of things. So we're thinking about, should I do this or should I do that? And you think about niching and kind of being a Johnny OneNote toward what you want to do, but then you also have interest and knowledge in other things as well. So it's hard sometimes to focus on that. But
and also, I guess as I go forward and get more into exploring it, like, I mean, I was kind of really grinding, you know, for a couple of years. And y'all, I'm old. I don't look as old as I am, I know, but you know, and Patrice and I have been talking about this too. None of us do, right. Patrice and I have been talking about this too. You know, like, I'm 56. I don't want to freaking grind again. Yeah. So that's part of the thing. It's like, I don't want to do what I was having to do to be everywhere and blah, 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 you know, and all that stuff. So that's part of the puzzle, I guess, for me is like,
I, you know, I know you're not really ready to jump into anything right this very moment, but I also know it's probably coming in the not too distant future that you feel like you're going to have to buckle down. I mean, I could actually see you doing a membership group in several different things for people who are experienced in business, but who just want an outsider's look on things. I could see you doing a group of, you know, this is a sales page group. Once a month we meet, we review your sales pages and I give you my feedback and you go hither, many other things, how to keep people engaged. Cause I know you've done a lot of work around that. You've taken a lot of training around that. The reason I think of membership for you is because it is one way to establish a business where there's not a constant grind. That's why so many people want a membership program. You know, you service it and you service it well, but it doesn't own you like talking to clients on a schedule all day long, every day, or like having to travel hither and yon to do events. You know, when events come, I mean, I think events will come back in maybe 2022, for sure in 2023, people will get over the virtual meeting thing. But A, do you want to wait that long? And B, as you say, it's hard work. You don't really want to have to do that. Maybe you don't want to travel so much anymore because now you have a relationship. You know, everything has changed for you. And that's a part of it. I mean, you get to design what you want given what your lifestyle is right now. And that's the benefit of being on your own and having your own business. So, but I don't know if you have any interest in the membership thing, but you're really good at doing challenges and you're good at bringing people in. And I could see you focusing on, maybe you have two low price membership groups on two entirely different topics. I could see that.
Yeah, I would definitely be interested. I just always thought that it was hard to get them profitable, you know, get to that point. As an aside, this is kind of funny based on what you just said. I have a PayPal working capital loan, which they've been really good with COVID, but you have to call them every month and be like, can you defer payments? I mean, I haven't had much coming in, but you know, so that if something comes in, they don't take the payment. But you know, it's been like almost a year now. And I talked to them yesterday and the guy was like, he's like, it's based on the situation. And I was like, well, I'm an event planner in New York. And he's like, oh, well, what are they telling you there about what's coming back? And I was like, well, yeah, things are starting to open, but it doesn't mean that there's events happening, you know?
Yeah. So. Right. Yeah. I know. Yeah. It's really lasted a lot longer for many industries than anybody ever thought it would. That's for sure. So I think the beginnings are there, but it's going to be a while. So yeah. What do you need from us, Elaine? Anything right now? Or what do you have? Do you have anything you want to ask for?
I don't think so. I just thought I would come today and say hi.
Yeah, I'm glad. Well, no, I'm glad you did. It is good to hear, you know, you're going through a process and it's a little bit of a side detour to business, but not really, because in the end, you're going to decide what works for you now and what will be sustainable, but not a grind. And that's what all of us here are looking for, sustainable, but not a grind.
Absolutely. And I did also think like, oh, well, if I start working on this event, it'll maybe get me back into working again too. Just the general brain and thought of working.
Yeah. Like just the focus of it, having to do the discipline of it. Right. Yeah.
And even get my brain thinking in that more businessy, you know?
Yeah. I know I sometimes try to sit and think about what are the new opportunities that have come up as a result of how we've changed from the pandemic, because some of those will ratchet back to what used to be, but some of those I think will change forever. So there's opportunity there sometimes, I think. All right, Christy, how about you?
I'll start with, I don't know what we're doing. Wins, is that?
Acknowledgments.
Okay. Something new. So, you know, I think some of you might know Kathy Alessandra. She was from the Allie Brown days, right?
Yeah.
She does this new thing called Yes, I Can. That's her new thing. Mm-hmm. Well, we kind of stayed in touch and then reconnected about half a year ago or so. And she reached out and asked me to be a guest teacher on her membership thing. Once a month, I'm going to do a class. and it's going to be on the spiritual side of business. And it was really interesting to me because even though we kept in contact, as she's watching my new languaging, she really zeroed in. So I think that's so important. Like, is giving us energy? Like, you know, Sandy, I think of you too. Like, what is giving us the energy about this new thing, right? And she picked up on that. She said, I love how you're branding yourself as spiritual lifestyle and leadership coach. Like, that resonated with her, may not resonate with anyone. So anyway, I'm going to start that. But I thought that's really interesting as you get into what really excites us. Mm-hmm. People feel that energy, right? And they're I want to offer spirituality. That's not my wheelhouse. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that is my wheelhouse. Like, I could do that in a minute. And I think it's good because it's a win-win, right? Like, it's exposing each other. I mean, we're partners.
It's definitely a win-win. I don't know how big her group is, but that's great.
Yeah, she just started. It's a smaller group, but what she has going for her, I think, is she just started that group. She's got a large, I'm going to tell her about your membership thing, Sandy, but she has a really large network and list because of all the different things she's done over the years, right?
Yes. Yes.
And I think she's trying to figure out how to combine all of that because she feels very segmented. I mean, that's just behind the scenes, right? She's thinking like, how can I be like we're all doing, how can I incorporate everything I am, streamline everything I'm doing, instead of having five different brands and five different things going on, she just wants one. And so in that, she's housing that she talks about business, something, branding, marketing, and then wants to incorporate because of her journey, her spiritual path, but she doesn't feel equipped to do that. So I'm going to teach a monthly class on that. And I just thought that's kind of cool because it's going to allow me, she's going to post blog articles from me on her site once a month and in her magazine. And so that's just, you know, free exposure, right? That you can't.
It's great exposure. Yeah, it is. And you're right. She and I touched base about, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 months ago, just because we hadn't talked in years, you know.
Right, right.
And she was just at the beginning of the Yes, I Can thing. And at the time, she was kind of going back and forth to Scotland because she was all enthralled with being in Scotland part time.
Yeah.
But, I know that's gone by the wayside because of the pandemic. But at any rate, the exposure there will be great. Mm-hmm. And you will probably find clients from that. And you certainly will get more visibility from that.
Oh, definitely visibility. And I think clients, too, because she had started. Yeah. Anyway, so I think that'll be good. My question is, as I'm almost done writing my sales pages, like, and that's now I'm kicking myself, like, I've got to get my website live within a week or two because my first class with her group is the end of March. So that's kind of always that good impetus. Like, I have a deadline and a real deadline, not just my deadline. But I'm shifting, vacillating between what I want to offer. So that's the ask I have. Right now, I want to offer three things. And one is going to be the membership that I'll start and I'll funnel people into that. But on either side of that, one right now, it's called Who Are You Becoming? Finding Your Purpose. And my initial thought is that's a one-on-one service. And it's like a 6 coaching session package, helping them walk through who they are, what's blocking them, what they want to do, kind of real entry level, but a one-on-one. So there's a higher price tag on that. And then on the opposite side is my big ticket program, Unlock Your Destiny Map, which is kind of a synergy creating everything. Now that we know, if you go through finding your purpose and who you're becoming, we take all of that and you can do the higher level. Now let's streamline, how does this look for a business? How does this look for your personal brand? And they walk away with this strategy map for their destiny. I'm wondering if that lower end one, instead of a one-on-one coaching program, if I should convert that into an online pre-videoed class or whatever, or a group coaching program. I'm trying not to make myself do too much work. But instead of doing 2 one-on-one and then the membership, I'm wondering if I should make that a kind of lower price point. They buy it, purchase a video, you know, a class. It's an online class that they take at their own pace. I'm kind of vacillating. I'm not really sure.
So your value letter then would be at the bottom, your online class, and in the middle, your membership, and at the top, your VIP program, whatever you're calling it there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's your value letter. And your sweet spot is then the membership.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like the idea that your lower price point doesn't require your time. They're not really getting access to you. They're getting the course. And then they're being invited. If you want access to me, then the next step is to join the membership program.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
Then after that, if you really want me one-on-one, then you go to the higher level. So from that standpoint, I think your value letter makes more sense than something one-on-one and then membership and then a higher level one-on-one. That's confusing to people.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And originally I thought, well, some women might want that one-on-one more deep, but the more I thought about it, it started not feeling right for me because I'm like, I don't know that I'll have the time or the energy that I'll want to keep doing that. And there may not be as many people that would want that, but if they took that class at a lower price point, the online, they get to know me better and that might help funnel them in. And I'm also thinking of once they go through the Unlock Your Destiny map, if they want continued coaching with me, I could dump them into the membership program for ongoing encouragement classes,
right,
whatever, because that's going to be pretty robust the way I'm looking at it. So I'm really focusing on putting most of my energy in that membership group, but also then the higher end Unlock Your Destiny map. So I guess you guys help me kind of talk that through. That's really what I need to do. I think I'm going to convert that lower end one into an online class that they could just purchase and they don't have any interaction with me then.
Right. And so if you think about this a little bit, your sweet spot and your leverage point is your membership program, right? That's mm-hmm. That's really your sweet spot. So one mechanism by which you fill your membership program will now be your lower value letter offer, the online course. But you also need to think about what are the other mechanisms by which I attract people into the membership. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have a membership marketing funnel, so to speak, where your online course is one part of the funnel, but what other things will you do? Because that's not going to be enough in and of itself. Mm-hmm. So you have to think about how else am I going to bring people straight into the membership? And this is another thought that I'm just having off the top of my head. It might work, might not work. Depending on the price point of your online course and depending on the price point of your membership, if someone falls into the membership directly, it might be that you could, as a bonus, give them that online course.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that, how to do different bonuses. And I also thought, if they do my highest end one,
uh-huh,
I could give them like 3 months free in the membership and then they could join after that or something similar to that. But I like that idea about giving them the course. If they join the membership, they get the Find Your Purpose course.
Yeah. At what price point do you think the membership will be?
Oh, I've been vacillating. Sandy, I probably need your course on this because I've been going round and round. So I didn't join Stu McLaren's thing, but I've taken his free classes, but I did. I've been a member of Kerry Green's FEA, Female Entrepreneur Association, for a couple of years. I don't ever go to anything live, but there are some valuable resources a couple times a year that I do like the classes. So that's why I've hung on to that. But she did a membership course that I purchased through her about how she's built hers. And I like how she's built hers, but I'm also part of another membership that has a higher price point. And so I'm vacillating between, do you do the $39, $49 just to get people in the door? Or do I do the $100 a month? Because those people are serious.
Yeah.
About it, and the retention I'm thinking would be higher. I'm looking at how I buy things, and that's kind of how I'm judging it. So I'm thinking, because of all the content I know I want to pour into that membership group, it's going to be high value add. And so I was thinking it would be more like $100 a month coaching mm-hmm. membership group.
Mm-hmm. So you would be at Ryan Lee's $97 price point, basically, which is where he says you have to be. And I mean, I see the argument for that. I also see the argument for the no-brainer prices like Sandy that you use.
I know. I agree with both scenarios. I'm just trying to figure out where you are.
Yeah, I know.
And if you start at 49, could you flip it up to 99 within, you know, a couple months? Like, what's the timing of that? I don't want to have people say, hey, join now at 49 because in 2 weeks it's going to be 99. That seems like a big jump, but maybe that's okay too. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I know someone who has a membership program who started, I think she started at 49, and then after a year, she kind of refurbished and ended the membership in a way, and then went up to really high, like 197. And she did have churn, but she also has attracted a lot of members who are really active and implement a lot. And so I really think it is, who is your audience? You know, Christy, do you want people who are like dead set, I'm a go-getter, or do you want people who are going to float in and out because of other things that happen and they are somewhat serious, but not like on it. That's always the question for me. I mean, I like people who are serious because I want to feel like I've given them something that they can use and benefit from. But on the other hand, you know, things happen in life. So like Elaine is not really like hitting hard on business right now, but yet I want to be here to listen to how she's processing things and help her as she starts thinking about business again. You know, I mean, because it's all of a whole, you can't really talk about what's going on in your business life without also knowing where your ground of being is in your personal life, right? I mean, we all understand that. And that's why this group kind of delves in both. So it's that's a very hard thing for me to think about. I think if you are aiming for a customer who has already done personal development work, spiritual work, and they want to take it higher, then they're invested already and you can go with a higher price point. If you're talking about customers who you're saying, this is available as a part of your life and you haven't really heard of it or thought about it much before, but come on in, you know, there's a whole world here that's going to help you in your life. That's a lower price point. It seems to me that would be my take on it. I may be wrong.
And every other day I wake up feeling the other way. Like, yeah. I literally, like some days I'm super energized about exactly what you said on the lower end. And then other days I'm like, no, it has to be this. I'm dead set in the middle of both of those. So I've got to get off that fence. But I hear you, like both of those arguments run through my head because both of them would excite me and energize me. And I see the value in either one. So, yeah.
The problem is that if you position yourself at one end, it's hard also to play to the other end. I mean, you know, there's a part of me that wants to say, well, okay, then fine. Do a beginner's group at a lower price point and a more advanced group at a higher price point. But then you got to run two groups. You got to I don't see the efficacy of that for you. Now, if they were two completely different topics, you know, that might work.
Yeah, no. And like, you know, Elaine, I just turned 58 and I'm like, I don't want to make my life harder. I want to make my life easier and I want to feel good about what I'm doing and enjoy it and, you know, have that come to me in a way that gracefully flows. And so I get stuck between, you know, the male brain and the female brain, like how do we approach that business because of that? And I don't want to do two groups. That would be way too hard because I know how much I pour into. I overgive to anything that I do. And so I don't want to get caught, you know, between a rock and a hard place. And so part of me thinks people who are in that lower end group, if I restart my podcast and give them this online course to buy, that's how they could get their taste of you're just testing the waters in this. That's kind of my current thinking. They could get value out of, you know, a weekly podcast. They could do some freebie promotional things I'll be doing throughout the year. and that primes the pump then to get them if you really are serious now and want to take this to even a deeper level. Because pieces of me feel like that's really where I thrive, when I can deal with women who really want to go deeper versus the surface, because the surface can exhaust me.
Yeah, the surface does exhaust. That's true. That's like me dealing with people who don't have a website, or, you know, they're like abject beginners. In one way, I really love to encourage people. But in another way, it's like it's way too much energy for what you can charge. So I kind of like the idea that if you want just a light taste and to get your toe wet, this online course is the way to do it. And if you really want to be able to sit and talk with people like we do here, then it's at a higher price point and the talk is deeper. It makes sense to me. What are you thinking, Sandy? I see you kind of, I see that your brain going.
I know this is your wheelhouse, Sandy. So part of me is like, I need to do your class, even though I've done other ones. Like, she has a really good retention rate.
I completely agree. It's tough to know which level. So first I had a thought on your initial, I don't want to say lower end class. My thought there was it might be nice to do like a virtual workshop live once, just so that you get people's questions and you see how the same content that you would include in the on-demand class.
Yeah.
But you see what their reactions are, what their questions are. So when you're creating the video class, you can embed more information based on the experience of the virtual workshop.
Okay.
So that they would be, you know, telling you basically what they need. Mm-hmm. And then for the membership, for the work that you do, I think my like immediate impression would be the higher end feels like a better fit. Mm-hmm. And the way that I would do it is, my goal with any membership out of the gate is to get it immediately profitable.
Yeah.
You know, because you, the energy around you doing everything you're doing for it has to be good. Mm-hmm. So to get it immediately profitable, what is the lowest that you can comfortably charge for this higher end program? So initially the lowest for X number of members. And what I would do for the initial sign up is, for the first, and I'm just going to make this up, for the first 25 members, it's going, you're going to get the special welcome rate of $79 a month. And this rate expires in 2 weeks or when we hit 25 members, whichever comes first. Uh-huh. So it puts in this dual scarcity.
Yeah.
We all know when 2 weeks is, you know, that's the same for everybody.
Right.
But they have no idea if the 25 members is going to run out tomorrow or a week from now. So it encourages people to sign up quicker. Mm-hmm. And then you go to your true price point whenever the first of those two things happens, your 25 members or your the date. And that way, you know, month one that you've, so I would do the numbers to say, okay, how many members do I need at this price point to make me profitable? So from month one, you're profitable. Then you focus on just knocking it out of the park delivery wise, and you raise the price to what the true price point really is. Mm-hmm. Then you've got these people that are happy, excited that got in as, say, your first 25. They're getting in so much value. They're going to serve as ambassadors and referrals to others because they're so thrilled with what they're getting. And they're going to want to stay, because if they ever leave, they come back at the true rate.
Right.
But uh-huh. They're grandfathered in at this special rate because they were a founding member.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's what I do. If someone drops, they're going to come in at the new rate. Joy Chudikoff does that as well.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. She still has a group, doesn't she? I don't pay attention to her anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that initial marketing of it allows you to really quickly fill it. Mm-hmm. Without struggling to say, oh, great, I've got to be on this month for my three members.
Right. I like that idea.
I do see with what you do and what the value ladder is for the next step from the membership program, because I see the membership is a feeder to your private program. Mm-hmm. I do see that at a higher rate. I don't see that as a $29 membership program.
Okay. Thank you for that feedback. I appreciate that.
Somehow or another, I mean, I keep thinking about 49-ish to 75-ish. Mm-hmm. But you got to think about what are your costs and, you know, what systems are you having to buy and what are your operating costs for that?
Right. And what are you doing? What is, when I sign up for your membership program, one, why am I signing up? And two, what am I getting out of it on a monthly basis? So what's going to keep me engaged in that program month to month to month?
Right.
Right.
You know, is it, you know, business tips? Is it life? Is it all of the above? Is it, I have a client who joined a program that is $295 a month. She has never once shown up to any of the classes. And I asked her, I said, why are you part of this program? And she is, for her, she's part of that program only because of the community on the Facebook group. She said that community just really gives her so much energy that that's enough for her to pay $300 a month.
Don't tell Facebook that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's, exactly.
But that's surprising.
And I would not do that.
I wouldn't either. I would
spend $300 a month on something like that.
No, me neither.
But so you have to ask your ideal clients.
Yeah.
Which may or may not look like you. So when you said earlier that, you know, you were thinking when you choose to join a membership.
I thought that too.
May not be the right criteria.
I know, because you know what? I fall into that trap because I think, well, would I do this? But I can't really use that as my avatar because I'm weird. I mean, I do things so differently than most people. So it doesn't work for me.
That's interesting because I always thought in the back of my head, now pick who would be like you, like who are your tribe, that whatever. But that makes sense because it is interesting that you guys just said that, because a couple women who have got wind that I'm going to do a mastermind or a group, they're like, I need to be the first to join it. And in my head, I thought, huh, I was kind of like, I didn't think that would interest you, but they're the ones who are the most excited. So I do maybe need to rethink that. Yeah. I like your idea. And I have done this before, but Sandy, I like your idea of trying it out as a class first, a live virtual.
Like
workshop.
A beta test. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause then you could, for sure, it's not a waste cause I'm doing it, but you're right. I could fill in and add in things that would make it even more valuable to kind of catch what questions are being asked and who's the market anyway. I like that idea.
Right.
And I have a question. Sorry. I want to jump in when I can. Yeah. Are you done, Sandy? Or you have more?
I'm done. You're good.
Oh, okay. I want to go back though to that virtual class, and I hate to like confuse things, but if the membership is below $100, like what are you selling the that's supposed to be the lead in. So what's the cost for that virtual class is one thing. And then the second thing is if the clients are really, really newbies, I think that online, like a digital, an info product is what you're talking about really, right? Then an info product may work. But I also see like, I'm kind of that person that needs that information too. And to me, I would want access to you. Like I wouldn't think that I could figure out what the hell to do with my life by buying a virtual product for $29. You know what I mean? So, because as soon as you said the name of it, I thought immediately it was a group program. Now, I don't know if you want to do that kind of group program, but when you said it immediately, I was like, oh, that's a great group, because but that's doing deeper work. Maybe I like, you know, I am advanced though in this. I've been in a million programs. So if I'm doing deep work, I know what I need to do deep work, but that's some food for thought. And a while ago, I took Denise Leslie's program on how to create an online course. I don't know if you all know her, but that's all she does is teach people how to do courses, and she's made millions. Mm-hmm. And she always advises that you create it as you go. You don't, you know, eventually you're working towards it being all recorded and everything, but you teach it at least three times live because you get so much data.
Huh. That's interesting to hear. I mean, I've always heard of beta testing it because you get feedback. I've never heard of the three times thing, but it probably does. In the end, what all of us are talking about here is really knowing what avatar you want to go after.
Yeah.
Who is your ideal customer? Who is it you want to hook? And so you have to really, really refine that. And I think everybody here has questions about that, really. Like, you kind of sort of know, and you kind of have already been doing it a little bit, but who is it that you really, really, really want to focus in on and most want, and what will attract them into your sweet spot program? Mm-hmm. And the trick of it is, who you want right now is different than who you wanted a year ago. Who you want in a year from now is going to be different than who you want right now, because you're growing. Right. You're going deeper. You're getting more clear. And therefore, your ideal client changes. And that's why I keep coming back to that with almost every client I have. It is really like, what fills you right now? And what kind of person fills you right now and makes you really want to sit here and be on Zoom with them, or sit here and create a course for them, or sit here and run a membership program for them, whatever the deal is. Like, who are your people? And your people keep changing. And that we never think about in entrepreneurship, but it is 100% true.
Absolutely.
I wonder if I'll just do one. I appreciate all of that, what you've all said. I wonder if, you know, I could just create a lower end program after doing a virtual one just to have it. But then maybe periodically through the year, I could offer that class as a group coaching that gives a little deeper dive. And that could be another feeder into the membership yep. program. So they could either do the low end $29 class or whatever, or they could do the twice a year deep dive kind of group coaching.
And then I think that's one of those special things. Like if you had an online class, you could once a quarter say, everybody who's bought the online class, you're invited to this. And it might be a way to also subtly, not directly, but subtly entice them into the next level. And I'll tell you who uses that really effectively, although she uses it more with physical products that she sends. Amanda Tress, who owns Faster Way, who's up the street from me in Tampa. You know, she, her membership program right now is at 2.8 million a month. And her membership is $79 a month. And every quarter, she sends out a swag bag to her people who are in Faster Way. It's either a T-top or a visor or a water bottle or something to do. And it has Faster Way plastered all over it. She really believes in pretty much like quarterly, you know, she'll drop something to her members. She calls anybody who's in her monthly membership after the 6-week thing is called a VIP member. And that is $79 a month. And I swear to God, I know people who are in her program, and I swear to God, they stay in for the swag bag thing. But then she also offers, because she's product oriented too, she also offers things for sale. Like she'll have a tote bag with Faster Way on it, and she'll order up 5,000 of those things and sell them out in 30 minutes at $110 a piece. She's very, very smart to watch. Very smart.
What's her last name, Sue?
Amanda Tress, T-R-E-S-S. And she does everything on Instagram. She's on Instagram stories and reels probably every single day. And
is she the last one?
Huh?
It's fitness.
Fitness?
Faster Way. It's health and fitness. She's like one of the top businesses in the whole state of Florida growing. Really, really very smart lady. Really smart lady. And so you can think about that kind of stuff, huh?
One more thing, Christy, too, to just go back to that, whatever that first step is, I would just think get clear on what the purpose of that is. If you're wanting to create an online course that's like a standalone and going to be super profitable, then that's one thing. Or if is it really to feed the membership? And if so, you have to make sure that that's given me what I need to go there next. You know what I mean? That's what I was kind of seeing. Like, is that a match? You know what I mean?
Yeah, which maybe the quarterly online thing would help bolster that, Elaine, up to, you know, it would give that little personal touch.
And I
because
just
the problem,
content, go ahead. Just to try to figure out my life purpose without talking to somebody just seems like a reach for me. But that maybe that's just me. Maybe if they're haven't thought about their life purpose ever before and that's who you're going for, then that could be a good first step. But then that's not giving you those deeper clients. You know what I mean?
That's why I was vacillating between having it the one-on-one. So maybe a virtual class is good quarterly or something, because I agree with you. The women who want that probably need the feedback versus they could just buy a book on Amazon, you know, to take them through. So that's food for thought. I have to, now I have to rethink.
Okay. Sorry, but I thought it was important.
No, this is very important. I just have to rethink that. I have to make a decision, get off my butt and be okay with maybe I have to change it, you know?
Yeah. Everything is, all business is an experiment. Remember, that's my rule number one. Yeah. Let me throw one more thing into the mix though, Christy. As far, you know, I take Elaine's point about these are the kind of the beginner people and it's a lower price point. It's all online. They don't have access to you. Maybe it is not so much find your life purpose in this online course, but it is really, have you been seeking, you know, are you feeling like this isn't, is there all, I mean, they're at this beginning level of realizing that they're on a path and you're just helping them identify it's okay to be on a path. It's okay to want change in your life. Just because you're a wife and you've got two kids and a husband and your wife and you know, you both work, that doesn't mean that's your life forever. People think that they reach 21 and how they are is how they're going to be. And we all know we're all smart enough and old enough and wise enough to know that that's not true. But you're really saying to people, are you feeling kind of this calling of, wait a minute, what's next in my life? You know, are you wondering if there's like a path that you're walking where things change? So it's very beginning. You're kind of teaching them that they have a destiny, because many people don't even think that they have a destiny. They just do life, right?
They look
so
like
you're kind of, you know, maybe that's what that course is, but I still agree with Elaine, like having that quarterly meet me live and make it that, you know, if you've been my course, you get to meet me live once a quarter. I like that idea. I think that's a smart idea.
The other thing too about doing it live is you're not going out and creating videos and all this stuff before you've tested it and shared it with people either, you know, and you can just get it out. You can start, once you decide what you're doing, you could launch that tomorrow. That's like that Danielle Leslie kind of way with it.
Is she still doing online stuff? I've never heard of her.
Yeah, she's huge. When I signed up, it might've been $1,500 or $2,000 for her program, but she really walks you through. The only problem I had, it's really good, but her target, although she's added more advanced stuff lately, her target is the person that might not even have a business. It's like a chef. I mean, maybe they have a business, but not anywhere in this space. So she teaches you not like you don't need a list. You just like DM people on you write really juicy content, which she shows you how to do posts. And then you get people to get into your DMs and then you have phone calls with them and then you enroll them, even though your price but her online programs, too. She wants you to sell them for $1,000, $2,000, not $50. You know, I learned a lot, but some of it is like, if you don't have a website, I already had a sales page by the time joined the program. And she's like, you don't need a sales page. You could just keep people on the phone. And
oh, she's the anti-email, anti-website.
she's not anti that, but it could be like that. You don't have that yet. She's not saying don't get that. That's like the advanced piece for her. But if you're just like a mechanic, you know, and you decide you want to create a mechanic online thing for people at home, it's, you know, you could go do her class and start it. So she's not anti that at all. But she's kind of separate, like the Amanda Tress of that world, because she's shot up immediately. She started at Udemy. I can never say that.
Udemy,
she
should,
like, work there doing the celebrity courses. And then she was like, I don't need to do this. And she's making millions. Hmm. So
interesting. I'll have to check her out, because I'm not familiar with her either.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that give you what you need, Christy?
Yes.
More or does it further confuse you? Sorry.
No,
these it's always are both, of, right?
That's why I value these conversations, though, because all of you have such a wealth of information, and you don't just say, oh yeah, that's a great idea. Like, I don't need a yes woman. I need people to poke holes and say, oh, have you thought about this? You know? So I do value everything that you have all put on the table, because that helps me, because I'm a verbal processor too, right? So it helps me just force myself to explain it and then let you guys speak into it. So it's good.
I have one more thing about the course. So if the life purpose, like, seems too big for that, maybe it's one piece that's going to lead them into the membership. Maybe it's like, you know, that low end courses about, like, how to get your spiritual practice together. Do you know what I mean? That's going to lead them, because is maybe the life purpose thing is, like, too big for that. And that's what you do at your high level.
That's a good point. And that's why I was thinking of shifting it and saying something like, you know, who are you becoming? Because it really is an entry level. Like,
I like that. Who are you becoming? Yeah.
I like it too.
That's actually what I want. What I had thought in my head, I need to shift it to, who are you becoming? Because that would speak to what you were saying, Sue, is, you know, are you seeking something? Are you changing? Do you feel a calling for something but don't know what? And I could easily have that as self-reflection kind of stuff. And then the quarterly tasks that would help them dive through and walk through, and then membership, or then the higher, you know, higher end.
So I can see all kinds of ancillary things eventually. I mean, for sure, you could be selling journal pages, or you could be, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that we could talk about later that you could put in there. So,
and if you start with who are you becoming, then I can see you playing on that too. And then the membership could be becoming you, or, you know, I don't know if you have a name for that yet. Or then, you know, like, you can play on that for each of the tiers.
Yeah. I love that. Okay.
Christy, if you have follow-up thoughts or questions, you know, feel free to put them in the forum for feedback, or email me if you want feedback. I mean, don't feel like, oh, I've got all this data and now I'm lost again. So don't.
Or you're like, no, wait, Elaine, you poked the hole in this thing. Now come back to, you know, like, feel free to, tag me in there.
And I will. I appreciate that. And I do, like, these, I try and be present. So I will listen to the recording again, because that helps me kind of hear what I need to hear. So all of you have been very valuable to me today. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. Yeah. If there's nothing else, we will go. I know we're a little bit after time, and I try to keep on time in case you've got other meetings, but it's okay. I think everybody was cool with that today. We are going to meet again on the 24th of March, and it'll be at our regular time. And if you have any needs before that, or anything you want to share about introspection, be sure to put it in the forum or email me. You're always welcome to do that, or message me on Facebook. And for those of you who are not here, we missed you, and we hope to see you next time. And take care, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.